Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Thursday, August 26, 2010. Palestinian police suppress a demonstration organized by left-wing groups in Ramallah as Israeli military kidnaps dozen Palestinians in the West Bank. These stories and more are coming up. Stay tuned. Clashes erupted between Israeli settlers and Palestinian youth in the East Jerusalem suburb of Silwan in the early hours of Thursday morning. The clashes started when a group of right-wing Israeli settlers who are occupying some houses in Silwan attempted to forcibly enter the mosque which leads to the water spring. Local residents noticed the attempt by the Israeli settlers to enter the mosque grounds, which then sparked some local youth to demonstrate, setting four cars and two motorcycles on fire, as well as trees and rubbish skips in the vicinity. A number of border police arrived at the scene, which escalated the demonstration, and youth started to hurl stones at the Israeli police and settlers, which resulted in wounding one Israeli settler. The police managed to disperse the demonstration shortly after. Settlers deny any involvement in sparking of the demonstrators. However, the matter is being investigated by Israeli police. Staying in the West Bank, the Palestinian police suppressed on Wednesday a rally organized by leftist groups in the central West Bank city of Ramallah to protest the direct talks slated for next month, Palestinian News Network reported. Leftist groups were planning to hold a press conference to express their concerns about the direct talks. During the attack, police officers stopped three journalists from Watan local TV and took their tapes and cameras. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas ordered an immediate investigation of the incident. Adnan Ad-Dimeri from the Palestinian police announced that the police stopped illegal gathering in Ramallah and did not attack the planned press conference. Washington and Israel have been placing pressure on the Palestinian Authority and President Mahmoud Abbas to restart direct talks with Israel after several rounds of proximity talks under U.S. supervision. Direct talks have stopped for around 20 months because of Israel's lack of compliance with signed agreements between the two parties and continued with settlement activities in the West Bank, including East Jerusalem. Although Israel declared a settlement freeze for 10 months, the freeze did not include settlement activities in Jerusalem, and the Israeli leftist group Peace Now has documented 492 violations in a report published last July. In other news, Israeli military forces abducted 14 Palestinians on Thursday morning from different parts of the West Bank, including Jenin in the northern West Bank and the towns of Bir Zeit and Jifna near the central West Bank city of Ramallah. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. You've been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center. For constant updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by George Shmawi and Hassan Qassis.